The market is moving fast. And all of that speed puts you right in the middle of the action.
I feel the need for speed.
Trying to pick out the stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs that are your real targets from the ones that will make your portfolio crash and burn. Investment research firm New Constructs looks for the telltale signs in corporate filings that show which way a security will move next.
Warning, warning.
Whether it is flying a true course or misleading the investment public about its prospects.
Son, your ego is writing checks your body can't cash.
New Constructs separates all securities into those that are attractive and the ones that are, well, dangerous.
Danger, danger.
Every Monday on Money Life, company president David Trainer shoots down one security whose actions he thinks have it headed for trouble.
What you have done is wrong.
Whether you simply sell it or get aggressive and sell it short, you'll want to know which securities to have on your radar as Money Life enters.
That's right, but we feel confident entering the danger zone because David Trainer is our wingman. He is the founder and president at New Constructs, where they evaluate securities on a scale of most attractive to most dangerous. And what makes a security dangerous is that, well, if you dig in from the top down, it looks pretty good. You know, the numbers are right there and you could make a case for buying it. But when you dig in a little deeper, you find that the story is not necessarily that way.
Is it possible I'm not as attractive as I think I am?
Yeah, and if you're really not as attractive, if you're particularly unattractive when you dig in from the bottom up, then you're going to find out that your earnings or your financial picture is misleading, and that's going to put you on the most dangerous list. If you want to learn more about how it works, if you want to see the most attractive and most dangerous lists, which are updated every month, if you want to read more about the Danger Zone picks because they blog about them, go to newconstructs.com. They're on Twitter, at newconstructs. David Trainer, welcome back to the show.
Great to be back, Chuck. Thank you.
Who's in the danger zone this week?
The BlackRock High Equity Income Fund.
Danger, danger.
Okay, BlackRock High Equity Income Fund. This has at least five different ticker symbols based on how you're getting into it. But BMCIX, BMCSX, BMECX, etc., no matter what, and I point out that if you're in this fund, again, BlackRock High Equity Income, there apparently is not a cost structure, because that's what the share classes are about and all the tickers are about. There is not a cost structure that's going to save you from being in the danger zone. So what is putting this fund, however the cost structure works, into the danger zone right now?
Poor quality holdings and really a misleading name. You know, it calls itself a high equity income value type fund, but it is, you're not getting value, and you're not getting the same kind of income that you would expect from this fund, and you're getting a lot more risk at a higher price. You know, there's a big reason why there's been a huge shift in assets away from actively managed to passively managed, because nobody believes in sort of the wizard behind the curtain portfolio managers that can magically pick stocks better than the indices, because guess what? They haven't. And this is a great example of a fund that's still around, has a lot of assets under management. People are trusting the big name and the label, and they're not going to get what they're paying for.
If I'm not mistaken, this is a fund that sort of changed its strategy, that at some point there was a shift in strategy and that one of the ratings agencies, it could be Morningstar or Lipper or somebody else, had basically said, hey, we can't evaluate this fund because it was overhauled. Now, that doesn't necessarily show up in your numbers, but it would be showing up where, hey, you're misnamed and it's not working, right?
Yeah, I mean, look, Morningstar gives this fund 4 stars, right? And it gets unattractive or very unattractive rating from us, depending on the share class. And the bottom line, Chuck, is, look, 4 stars, 5 stars, 50 stars, I don't care. What you need to focus on is not past performance. You need to focus on the quality of the underlying holdings. This is a level of diligence that has been previously really just not considered because it was impossible, impractical. That's what the fund managers are doing. Well, I can tell you for a fact, having met with many professional fund managers over the years, that they're not doing the kind of diligence that you think they are. Wall Street Research is not doing the kind of diligence you think they are. They're not reading the K's and Q's cover to cover and doing comprehensive analysis that everyone thinks they're getting and knows they deserve. And so when we go and do a deep dive, we're seeing these funds allocate a lot more capital to stocks that get a very unattractive and an unattractive rating because they're not as profitable as they appear. They're more expensive than they appear. And these allocations are unfavorable compared to their much lower cost ETF counterparts, where we're seeing more allocations to attractive and very attractive stocks. So it's just a really bad risk reward, and Morningstar misses it, right? Because the fund could have had, you know, this one, for example, gets 4 stars. Its past performance as of late has been pretty good, but that does not give you any sense necessarily of what the future performance will be. The only way to get that answer is to understand holdings quality, and the only way to understand holdings quality is to analyze every individual holding, and that's just a lot of work that we specialize in doing you're not going to get from any places.
In terms of the pattern that brings a fund to have consistently bad holdings, how much do you believe that's sort of systematic? You know, they're looking at things, they have an approach, that approach routinely leads them to bad holdings, or how much of that is kind of luck of the draw? I mean, is there something that they are specifically doing that has them gravitating towards names that you ultimately find ugly?
That's a great question. I've written a lot about this in the past, and yes, I do believe that there are structural flaws in the way traditional money managers make investment decisions. Most of what they do is based on unscrubbed accounting results and simple valuation metrics like the PE ratio. Those kinds of analysis worked back in the Graham and Dodd days, but those days are far behind us. Investing's got a little more competitive, and companies have gotten a little bit better at obfuscating results. So you can't rely on accounting results anymore, and you can't rely on shortcut metrics like PE ratios for multiple reasons, not just because the E is not a reliable number, but because the PE is an oversimplified ratio that tries to capture too many factors in one number. Simple is not always good. It can be dangerous these days.
Well, and the simple analysis might tell you that BlackRock High Equity Income Investor, the A shares trade under BMEAX, that's the 4-star fund. Well, yeah, year to date, it's been near the top of its category, but that doesn't save it from being a dangerous fund. And that's precisely the point that David Trainer was making. Again, it's BlackRock High Equity Income Fund, BMEAX for the A's, BMECX for the C's, whatever the share class in the danger zone. David Trainer, thanks so much for joining me.
Great to be with you, Chuck. Thank you.
And if you want to get more information and understand more the process and why David says, hey, here's a fund that even though it may be performing okay, is not okay, check out their blog at newconstructs.com. They're on Twitter at newconstructs. Money Life will be right back in just a moment.
Oh, wow. This is actually pretty dangerous.